Hi, it's Femke here. Now, I have a question for you. Do you feel your mission with every cell of your being? Do you feel it in everything that you do for your business? Now, while we may be aware of our mission, we don't always feel as connected to it as we could. And when we try to then translate this into our day-to-day activities, we get distracted, we procrastinate, or we let fear and limiting beliefs get in the way. Now, this exercise is designed for you to integrate all that you do with your mission and core values, and to bring those into your day-to-day activities. We will be revisiting this in the modules to come so we can spot anything that is out of alignment that may need refining, as well as to make what you do as highly focused and intentional as possible. We're going to build the mission and value state for your business. So, this is a coming together of your personal and business mission, your values. And we're going to bring that into your chosen market, so thereby infusing that with mission and purpose. And that's going to be the foundation that we're going to take into all of the activities to come in the next modules. Now, as we go through this process, it is important that you experience each step fully. Don't fake it or rush through it because this is really a critical step. And if you need to listen to the recording first to listen to the steps, or you might want to read through the steps in the document, in the written document that is attached to Module 2, then please do so. So this is not a cognitive process. It involves your entire mind, body, and emotion system. Also, I would like you to have your written down mission and values in front of you for easy access because we're going to be using that. Okay, so are you ready to go? What I'd like you to do is the first step is to think of the metaphor of your business mission. So you created your metaphor of your business mission. And so think of that. What is that? Is that a symbol? Is that a specific place? What is your business mission like? What symbolizes it? And as you see what your metaphor looks like, I'd like you to step into it fully and completely. And as you're there, I'm curious, what is it that you see and hear and feel inside of your metaphor that makes this like your vision and your mission? And notice how connected you feel with your mission now that you're inside of this metaphor. The next step is that we're going to be adding your core business values. So as you take a look around and take in everything there is to see of this metaphor of your business, of your mission, I'd like you to take a look at your first value, or at your values, and then pick one that you're going to start with. So, having picked that one, I'd like you to think of something small and simple. A situation where you felt this strongly and in exactly the way that you want to experience it. And I'd like you to step into that fully and completely, into that situation, into that experience, and feel that value and see what you see, hear what you hear. And fully let all of the cells in your body be informed by this sense of value. And as you feel this, and I'd like you to feel it as strongly as possible, so take your time. If you need some more time, you can pause the recording and take some time to strongly feel this value that is so important for you. And as you have that, as you're experiencing that, I'd like you to bring that into your metaphor. And notice how you're going to represent that in your metaphor. And you can just let your out of awareness come up with a solution for that. Just let your body inform you. How are you going to represent this so that it can become part of your metaphor? Because that way it's always going to be there to inform you in your day-to-day running of your business. So it may be a change in color, it may be adding music, or it may be something that you say or do, maybe adding in a person that represents that for you. So take a moment to let that be present and let that just emerge and integrate that into your metaphor. And notice how that enriches it. Notice how that enriches your sense of purpose. What I'd like you to do in your own time is to add all of the other values in just the same way. So you think of a situation where you felt that strongly, go back to that situation and access it as if you're there. Feel that value and then bring that into your metaphor and notice how you represent that. So do that with all of your core business values. So now that you've done that for all of your core business values, I would like you to just look around and notice how you represent all of them in your metaphor. What does that feel like? What does it feel like to have easy access to all of these values and to know what that feels like and to be informed by that so it informs what it is that you do? So we're going to bring this see, hear, and feel experience of your mission into your chosen niche. So bring this to the problem that you're going to be solving and for whom. So that you're looking at your niche through the eyes of your mission, vision, and values. Because that's why you chose that niche. You chose that niche because it helps you live your mission. It helps you live your values. It helps you achieve your vision. And so we're bringing that into that niche, all your values, your sense of mission and purpose. And as you've done that, I'd like you to think of doing all those things that you need to do for your business in the next few days and weeks and months to come. Even those things that you don't know how to do yet, that you still need to learn. And taking this metaphor with you in all that you do, this integrated metaphor of your mission and your values, and bring that into everything that you do, and just take some time to see yourself going through all of these activities with this sense of mission. What difference is that going to make for you? What will it open up? Do you like this? Now go to that part of you that makes and executes decisions. So that's the CEO in you, if you will. As you're there, will you bring this with you in everything that you do in your business? Do you decide to let this sense of mission and purpose drive you in your day-to-day business? Are you going to act accordingly to your business mission and purpose? Okay, so if there are any objections, write those down and see if there's any values in there that you're missing. Or maybe they're limiting beliefs. And if they're limiting beliefs, those are the ones that you want to bring up in the group, or you might want to get some coaching on that to start clearing the path for you to really be aligned with your mission. So that's really critical. If you feel any objections, then listen to that. Let yourself be informed by that. Write them down so that you can do something with it. Either it's going to be refining your mission and making some changes, or it may just be a limiting belief that needs to be changed. So that'll be part of your self-reflection exercise in Module 2. Okay, so you might want to go through this process several times. It is written down in a document, so you can read through it as well, depending on your preference of how you learn. That concludes this audio, and if you have any questions, write them on the Facebook group, or just drop me an email. I'm here to help. All right, have a great day. Bye.